Good morning, you sorry bastards. It's the first morning of the QLA seminar for high performance people, and I've been doing it about 20 years now. And we have, and we're not going to introduce each other, and because I don't really give a shit, and I don't really care if you bond. I don't really care. You're not here to swap. In the old days, they used to swap bodily fluids, but they don't do that anymore. You don't hardly even drink anymore. Before, some of you would be just going to bed to take a shower and coming to the seminar. But now, you know, the world is a different place than the 90s when I started. But it's for high performance people. And we have people from the United States by way of Asia, Asia by way of England, the United States again, Lithuania, wherever the fuck that is, Italy, which I happen to know, South America. The last person that was here from South America was a drug lord from a drug cartel back in the 90s, the good old days. We've got a kid from Australia, a guy from Canada by way of Congo, a young lady from Austria, and we've got Bavarian Bob, who doesn't like to be called Bob, who's here for his sixth time. And by the way, his sixth time, second time, second time, second time, 10th or 11th time, Aunt Sally, and then my wife's sitting in today, but she will probably get tired because she's heard this, because I talk like this all the time. And Robert, who I see all the time, almost every day, he knows this is how I talk and this is how I think. And if my kids were here, and they're not, they would say that we've been hearing that five credo crap since we were in our mother's tummy. Okay, now behind you on the walls are we're not gonna go through them, my influencers in life, and there's a bunch of them. And you can see, come in. Okay, and my influencers are much greater than my Hall of Fame, which is directly behind the camera, and my Hall of Shame, which is in the right-hand wall. To get on the Hall of Shame, you had to make a lot of money and go to jail, basically. And as you can see, go to jail or should have gone to jail, because some of them, we only have two or three or four that actually did hard time in prison. Because as I told you, the QLA methodology is nothing more, since we have an Italian, than the mafia model. In the mafia, they come to you and they give you a deal you can't refuse. They put a gun to your head or a gun in your mouth and they say, if you don't do this, we're going to kill you and your children. Well, the QLA model is exactly the same, except we don't put a gun to their head. We put the tools in their hands, or to use modern 21st vernacular, give them a toolkit, a toolbox, which I think is a bullshit thing. But we give you a toolbox full of tools that you can use, that it so gives you such an advantage over the opposition that it's like you're making them a deal that they can't refuse. It's like you're putting a fucking gun in their mouth. That's the difference. And when we go through, I just got an email yesterday from a Canadian. And, you know, I already told you what I think about Canadians. They're great people. I made a lot of money, but most of them are weak. Okay? And he's even making it work since January. And it took him 20 fucking years to come to this seminar. 20 motherfuckers. I met him in 1995. And he was the sidekick of Burl the Thumper Crump. And he came, and he thought he had to get an MBA before he could come here. What the fuck? Anyway, he's a smart guy. He happens to be in the same industry I used to be in, the oil and gas. And now when you see, he's already talking about $200 million pools. Blind, I can't believe he's going to get a blind pool. If this guy can get a blind pool in Canada, I told you they're stupid in Canada. If he can get a blind pool in Canada, any one of you stupid idiots can get a blind pool. Means they give you a bunch of money just to invest, and they don't ask you what it's for. If that's still possible, we are moving to Canada next month. I always said the Canadians are fucking stupid. And if this guy who sat right there, so you got good karma there, if he sat right there, he took 20 years to get here, he wasted a bunch of time getting an MBA because he didn't think he had the education to go out and do it, and now he's doing it, and this shit really works. Now, for those of you that were here in January, he said, I want to thank you, and I said, aren't you glad I convinced you, da-da-da, and he says, yes, I'm glad you finally convinced me to come, because I took a personal interest in him, because there's maybe 10, 15 people that over the years I haven't been able to get to come here. So I work on him every seminar a little bit. But he said that I appreciated the positive strokes. Now, did I say anything nice to him when he was here? No! Now, am I fucking delusional or what? Am I losing my mind at almost 69 years old? He says, I appreciate the positive, and you're probably watching this, aren't you? Positive strokes. Well, maybe I can't remember saying anything nice to him. Because I was calling him a Canadian cunt the whole goddamn time. Now, in Canada, is that considered being nice? No, I don't think so. But anyway, God bless him. God bless him. And it's unbelievable. But the shit does work. It really does work if you use it. And you know a kid in Australia that got a $100,000 line, your good personal buddy, who this guy can't spell money, let alone, you know. And he went out and got a $100,000 line, unencumbered, no credit, excuse me, no equity, no personal signature, nobody had a co-sign from nothing. All by himself. Now he's a smart kid. He's not as smart as he thinks he is, for sure, but he's a smart kid. But at least he didn't wait 20 years. Okay. Now, the truth of the matter is, most of the people that are watching this on YouTube aren't high performance. So the truth of the matter is, only a few high performance people in this room. And a couple of you are on the Hall of Fame. Did you look behind, Giancarlo? No. Did you see your picture? Who are these two drug dealers right here? Huh? Do those faces look familiar?
That's cool.
Yeah. Okay. So we got a couple people on the Hall of Fame here. His drug buddy isn't with him here today. Who's a Romanian gypsy who changed his name now. But Giancarlo was here in 2008, and he's done very, very well. And he's from South America. He's originally from South America. He lives there again, so he's not like he's running there. But he is. But I tease him all the time. But most of the people that are watching this are not high performance. Now, we've changed the seminar around because the first 15 or 20 slides, which I'm going to give to YouTube, are dispelling myths right away. Because if you don't like what I say the first 15 or 20, please don't waste your fucking time watching the other YouTubes. And please unsubscribe from my newsletter. And please pass on my ebook, free ebook, which is 20,000 words, which has had a lot of fanfare and success attributed to it. Don't bother yourself trying to do this anymore, because these are the myths that you have lived with all your life. Shalom, Gates, hey dude, salute. Fuck yous, you cunt. That's how you say hello in Glasgow. And then you give my head butt, like this. As we said in the ebook, this is one small step for man and a quantum leap for mankind. Many are called, but few are chosen. Me. I've created over $50 billion in equity with dipshits like you. Can you fucking believe it? And I have another person that does what you do that's on my Hall of Fame right there. He does what you do. The guy there that's got his hands like this, he does what you do. I changed his life. Okay? But nobody else has created, other than J. Abraham's, the $9 billion man, has he created any numbers even close to this? And as you go on to see, my numbers are really a lot bigger than this, but it's a lot easier to say 50 billion because I can absolutely prove that with just a handful of people. Morpheus said in The Matrix, he is the one, okay? I am the one in this industry. I'm the leader on the planet. And as Constantine Gratzos, my mentor and former president of Onassis Group, lifetime confidant of Aristotle, Onassis, and my mentor, said, I'm one of the shrewdest to come along in a long, long time. The people at the Onassis Group used to say I reminded them of Aristotle Onassis, one of the great compliments I've ever had. Now, I used to be known as the mere $400 million man when I started doing this. And that was still more than anybody else in the fucking industry 20 years ago. And I naively thought that with those kind of credentials and how I started with $800, etc., that a lot of people, you know, would want to come and hear me. Yeah. Well, a lot of people wanted to come and hear me, and I used to give seminars all over the world in hotels and stuff, but my results were shit. By my standards, they were shit. You know, not a lot of people got to be that kind of successful until I stopped doing those seminars and I only started doing the Castle Seminar. Because now I've gone from the $400 million man to the $50 billion man. Well, that's a quantum leap, for sure. And more importantly, it's made a lot of people, a couple people in this room, rich, other than myself, and a lot of people on that Hall of Fame, rich. And in some cases, rich beyond their initial thought process. And in some cases, in all cases, more money. There's a woman up there who had made quite a bit of money, and then she attended one of my first seminars, and she said that she didn't realize how easy it was just to add zeros to your net worth. Now think about that. Add zeros, digits, to your net worth. Strange times are these in which we live, when old and young are taught falsehoods in school, currently, and the person that dares to tell the truth is called once a lunatic and a fool. Now, Plato said that about 2,500 years ago, and that's what they said about me starting 20 years ago. Many of the industry leaders, and still current industry leaders, told me I was wasting my time because, and as Donald Trump told me, words to the effect, why are you doing this? Now, first big myth. Now, Tana, I want you to read this. First of all, Jack Welch, one of the great CEOs of all time. What does it say, Tana?
There's no such thing as work-life balance. There are work-life choices, and you make them, and they have consequences.
You fucking ain't right! So you cunts that are watching this, and you want a balanced life, turn the motherfucker off now! Because that's not possible. And Italians are basically lazy. They're fucking basically lazy. The Germans aren't so strong workers either. There is no work-life balance. And you guys were the first guys that came to me with a first 4-hour work week, remember? I said, are you fucking shitting me? What are you fucking smoking? He's a nice guy. I've never met him, but I've seen him on TV and I've looked at his YouTubes. But he works a lot more than 4 hours a week. But dipshits like you buy the book. And I hear he's got 2-3 other books after that.
The 4-hour body?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, Giancarlo, I know all of them. And Bogdan, who's a lazy gypsy, he probably studies them. This is bullshit. There is no work-life balance. Now, this slide comes up 4 or 5 times in the seminar over the week. And why does it come up 4 or 5 times, along with a bunch of other slides that are really important? Because they're really important. So you just shake that shit out of your head. Another thing important. This is you, your little ballless you. And this is what's standing in the way of your goals. Your friends, which you should get rid of most of. Pessimists. Relatives, which you should shit can. Guilt. And Jewish guilt, even though I'm not Jewish. Jewish guilt is the worst kind of guilt, okay? Society. Fear. And this is the gauntlet you got to run to get to where you want to go. And every one of those things stops you. So for you on YouTube that don't understand that, fucking unsubscribe. Turn the motherfucker off. I don't sell my product anymore. I tell you to go to Torrent. I don't want your fucking money. If you're willing to pay the price to come to here, I'll coach you for a year, mentor you. But if you're not, fuck you, I don't care. Weakness. According to Napoleon Hill, weak desires bring weak results. Just a small amount of fire makes a small amount of heat. The reason why you haven't fulfilled your goals is your goals aren't strong enough and your weaknesses are stronger than your goals. For all the things that I said back in that slide, all those things keep you inhibited. Because why? Because you were taught to, you were desperate to fit in. For staying desperate to fit in?
Und will unbedingt genügen, sozusagen, sich anpassen.
You're desperate to fit in. You want to be loved. Your mama taught you, you know, you want to be loved. One of the greatest attributes I have is I don't give a fuck. And I haven't since I can remember, actually. Although I was a little mama's boy. When I was a little boy, I used to hold my, I wouldn't let go of my mother's hand. I was a little cunt. You know, I wouldn't let go of my mother's hand. But there was a point in time that between like 8 and 12, something happened. Some people say it was bad. Some people say it was good. Now this is an email from one of the guys that's on that thing from his mother. Because I contend you're all fucked up because of your parents. Robert, would you read that for me, please?
Please tell Dan hello. He is on my mind and my heart. He is so right about women. Mom's fucking up their children's life.
A fucking man. Self-esteem is built the first 7 or 8 years of life. The Catholic Church says, how many Catholics we got in the room?
How many?
Catholics we got in the room. Okay, the Catholic Church says, you give me your child the first 7, 8 years and I will own them. And I've been in business with the Vatican Bank. I will own them. Because that's when self-esteem is built, the first 7 or 8 years. So if you got self-esteem, somebody did something right. If you got no self-esteem, somebody fucked up. And who fucked up? Who were you around the first 7 or 8 years? Your parents, right? You're nothing more than the average of the 5 people that you've been exposed to most in your life. Mom, dad, maybe a grandparent, maybe an older brother or sister, those 5. Are those the people you want to pattern your fucking life after? No! Unless you're John Kennedy, unless you're Adolf Hitler, Mussolini, some high-performance dude, and Mussolini, Hitler, Stalin, they're all one of my influencers. Along with the Impaler, you know, and the Attila the Hun and all. Because they were high-performance people. And what you guys don't understand is to be a high-performance person, you don't have to be a good guy. You can be an asshole. And that's what some people think I am. I don't give a shit, though. But this, a woman who I know fairly well, is a little younger than me. And I've had mothers, daughters, grandparents, fathers, sons, etc. And when I ask this question, and they all turn to each other and they go, yes. And then when they have a few drinks, they say, yeah, you fucked me up, Mom. And Mom says, yeah, you fucked me up, Dad. And as soon as you assimilate this, and as soon as you accept it, you can move on. But if you don't fucking accept it, you can't fucking move on. And that's where you are. Matt, young 18-year-old kid, is back. When do you get out of high school? He's not even out of fucking high school yet. He makes more money than most people watching this YouTube. When do you get out of high school?
This June.
Okay, and he had the choice of either come here or drop out of school, right? And he was going to drop out of school because he didn't want to miss it. And I said, no, well, maybe you can negotiate. And he did. He negotiated a deal so he can take a test that he's going to have. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Most of you would have used an excuse not to show up. And he's paying. He's not here for fucking free. He's 18 fucking years old, you sorry cunts. You ought to be ashamed of your fucking self. I get a lump in my throat just thinking about it. 18 motherfucking years old. We got another kid who's now 22, right?
Yeah.
He's an old fucking hag compared to him. But I mean, you ought to be ashamed of yourself on this fucking YouTube. Kids like that. And the whole demographics of the seminar is shifting younger. We have younger and younger kids. And I've adapted to it in the seminar. Now, along with the mom saying that they fucked up life, this is from a weekly report I just got from a kid. And at the bottom of the weekly report, which you'll be giving me, it says problems and challenges. And he said, now just listen. And you morons on YouTube, listen to this carefully. I'm going to read this myself. Talked with my dad yesterday. He was very unsupportive of my goals. The conversation was something similar to the scene in the movie Rudy, where the father tells the kid, it's not for people like us. Remember that scene? You're a Rudiger. You're not okay. My father is pretty much telling me that I'm being delusional and that the kind of success is for exceptional people and it's not for most folks. I don't understand, I don't understand that kind of mentality. Not to have high goals. It doesn't make sense. Any sense. Lately, I've also had a strong wake-up realization than most people that I'm surrounded with and talk to are small-minded. I have to escape from the conventional life and put myself in a new setting where I am. He's a Canadian. As life would have it. But even though some of you were told you can be anything you want when you grow up. A lot of people were told that, but that's bullshit, you can't. You can only be what you want to be, anything you be, if you make the sacrifices. Sally and I still work at least 60 hours a week, and we don't have to. When I was building my business, I worked 100 hours a week was nothing to me. 120 hours, I did all the time. But I was on planes, didn't have the internet, so life's a little simpler. Okay, now, speaking of dreams and being fucked up with somebody that's not fucked up, I pulled this, everybody knows about the woman, the little 16-year-old got shot in the head by the Taliban, you know, and she said, they can only shoot a body, but they cannot shoot my dreams. Pakistani girl shot by Taliban reveals that she wants to be prime minister as she misses out, she missed out on the Nobel Prize for Peace. Now see, there are people that are kids that got the right attitude. And they shoot them in the fucking head. So it's not impossible. But do you realize what an anomaly that is for a young kid like that? Spoke before the United Nations? 16 fucking years old. She makes you look like an old hag, Matt. So there are people, and I wasn't a gifted kid at 16. I didn't get gifted until I was in my early 20s when I figured it out that I was smarter than everybody else. But it took me a while because of the people that I hung around with. And then when I went through the Army, went through some tough military training, all the stuff that you have to, officer, etc., then I realized, fuck, I'm smarter, better, stronger, quicker than all these fucking guys. And that was my first step towards being a high-performance person, and it's one of the things I have here up in the influence. When the Congress of the United States deemed me an officer and a gentleman, some people say that was a mistake. An officer and a gentleman, just like the movie says. Now, because everyone just wants to be liked and accepted, except for Tim. Tim doesn't give a fuck. And that's what I'm telling you. I'm not suggesting. And for you morons on the YouTube, if you want to make this shit work, really work, you got to take this attitude. And QLA isn't designed to just hurt people's feelings. That's bullshit. Because I can speak, and I have nuns and priests as mentees, okay? Used to have a rabbi, don't have a rabbi anymore. But I talk to everybody the same except for the Queen and the Pope. That's about it. Because I've had the pleasure of meeting the Pope, the Queen a couple times. And we're going to talk about bad language and how you saw Steve Ballmer last night, the ex-CEO of Microsoft. As he was quoted as saying, the only thing that made me really nervous is I didn't think I could get through an hour's speech without saying bad words. But he did. As you can see, passion matters. Last night, what did you notice about Ballmer? He's passionate. And he's certainly been wrong. He said he made a lot of mistakes. But nobody wants him today on their board. Interesting. Just like when I got thrown out of Great Western, nobody wanted me on the board. Guess why? Because I tell the founder or the chairman or whoever, go fuck yourself. Because I don't need to be there. I don't care what you think. I'm only going to tell you the truth. I know how to build something from scratch and take it public and get a pretty reasonably sized company. Another thing, a myth for the YouTubers. As Wayne Gretzky, arguably the greatest hockey player to ever live, a Canadian, as it turns out, said, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. Most of you in life don't take the shots. I have so many failures, I mean, I could fill up these walls with them. But you're afraid of the thing that doesn't matter. You're afraid what other people think. Is this your appointment with destiny? It certainly can be. And the best gift that you could ever give someone is your time, because you're giving them something you'll never get back. And I'm going to give you a year after you leave here for free. my mentorship. Weekly reports. Some of you will use it wisely, some of you won't. But it's for free, and I can never get that time back. 20 or 30% of my week is grading, if you will, your weekly reports, commenting, interfacing, emailing back, and I don't get paid for that. My normal rate is 4,500 euros an hour. I don't want to think how many euros I'm pissing out a rat hole mentoring you for the next fucking 12 months. But it's the most important thing that I can do. Occasionally I go into business with you. I'm in business with this Robert and this Robert, okay? But for, and I'm chairman of Tana's company. But no, nor, and I'm the head of Matt's, come to think of it. Didn't mean to forget you, Matt, but you're just a kid, so I forgot you. Now, this is the last slide for the YouTubers. Now, pay attention to these dipshits. Listen up. I got this on I put them ass backwards because I'm such a computer literate person. It should be this one on top and this one on the bottom, but I don't know. I didn't know how to undo it, so this is what we got. On December 24th, this last year, I got an email. I said, got to hear it, huh? I just asked him, who taught you? He's got 160,000 people on Twitter. Who taught you? You got to hear it, and I got my most important skills while being kick-ass mentored by Dan Pena. What does RT mean, right?
Retweet. Retweet, it means he's tweeting about
it. Oh, okay. So I'm a pinball wizard, you can tell. Okay, later that day, Dan Pena, or one of, this is from one of your books or teachings, I made me at least 50 million hard cash. He's got a lot more than 50 million, but okay. Then he says, in good old Dan Pena fashion, all 2014 goals are defined in writing and between audacious and seemingly unreachable. Topping it up once again. On the third, got to admit that 12 years later, I'm still using the weekly report system that Dan Pena hit me with reporting for myself over 8 years ago. He's a German. What else on that wall? He's made some big money. Some of the people he's been in business with, Robert De Niro, Deepak Chopra, Icon, Carl Icon. the other names escape me. But Sally knows, you know, and we used to beat him, I used to beat him like a fucking rented mule. Like a rented mule. One more. Oh, another Bavarian, another German. But he's talking about a meeting he had with a venture capitalist in Vienna. But his reaction was incredible. I got all I want to have. Okay, I gave him something. You can tell he's speaking English just for a second. But at the end, I will profit more. I hate to tell you this over and over again, but your QLA stuff is like magic. You can play with all these guys, and this one is attended by. He went to an Ivy League school and was cum laude. And I don't know what Bing Bong means. Is that something? Is that internet shit? Is that German? Is that Nazi shit? I don't know what Bing Bong means. I don't know what that means. But he played with this guy, this Ivy Leaguer. Because the shit works. And it's such an advantage, it's like the mafia. You're putting a gun in their mouth. And like the Contiki, you know, they didn't believe that you could sail from Peru to the Polynesian Islands. Nobody believed that I could be as successful as I have and produced all these people. Okay, that's it for YouTubers. Unsubscribe! Do yourself a fucking favor!